We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on the halachas of Birchas Halavana. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Chav Vav Sif Aleph teaches us Haraya Levana B'Chedusha. If somebody sees the new moon, Mevarech, the bracha that he makes is Asher B'mar Moroi Baroi Shchakim Haga Ve'en L'Kar Shachodish El B'Layla. Birchas Halavana should say by night, Halavana Zarachas, when the moon is shining, V'nana Ma'orim, one has Hanor from the Or. In discussing the halachas of Birchas Halavana, as we're following the order of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, the first thing that the Mishnah Berurah discusses is regarding the obligation of women in the bracha of Birchas Halavana. The women make this bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says that women are potter for making Birchas Halavana. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that women are potter because it's a mitzvah sasechus man grama. And even though, says the Mishnah Berurah, our minig Ashkenaz is that women make, even though they're potter, do make a bracha, can do a mitzvah man grama, and also make a bracha. Still, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is a mitzvah that women don't do. And the reason he says that women, even though they do all the mitzvahs of Seishas Man Groma, don't do this mitzvah, is because they were goyrim. They were the ones that caused the whole issue that the moon got smaller when they did the Aveira but the Eitz Hadas. There are those that suggest that Birchas Halavana is not even a mitzvah sasechus man groma, because a mitzvah sasechus man groma, they say that really it would be we would really be allowed to make Birchas Halavana, but all the time, just the moon has to be at a certain stage, as we learned in the Gemara and we'll learn in the Shurim that we're going to learn now. So the Elif L'Cha Shlam Rav Shlame Kluger wants to therefore suggest that maybe it should be considered a Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Chayshe Mishpat Chelik Beis Simen Mem Zayin Ois Beis, says that still, it's considered a mitzvah sasechus man groma. The fact that it's limited to a certain time, that we only say Birchas Halavana at a certain time of the month, even though it's not necessarily as, even though the Elif L'Cha Shlomo's point is well taken, it's only because that's when the moon is visible. It makes no difference. Once the mitzvah is limited to a certain time of the month, it becomes a mitzvah sasei. It becomes a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. It really, says the Shas Chuvas Pnei Maven, connected to different shayla. We discussed in our previous shiur, is what is the Birchas Halavana? It is a Birchas HaNenen? Is it a Birchas HaShvach? Or is it a Birchas HaMitzvahs? So if indeed it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and we'll say, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's a Mitzvah Sasechus Man Groma, we could understand why women don't make the Bracha. But if we say it's a Birchas HaNenen or Birchas HaShvach, there is no exemption of Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama. So the Chasam Sofer, because of this question, goes back to what we said earlier. Since the women were the ones that were goyrim, the whole issue of the moon getting smaller, that's why it's considered that they should make the bracha. Another explanation that the Maram Shik wants to suggest, he says that even we, Ashkenazim, who have the minig, that Noshim make, the Noshim women make a bracha on a mitzvah to say, Shezman Groma, if they want to, that is only in a mitzvah to say Shezman Groma that involves an asiya, that involves doing something. But in a mitzvah to say that doesn't involve any asiya, like the mitzvah say the mitzvah Birchas Halavana, that's why the halacha is that they should, that type of mitzvah say Shezman Groma they don't make. Another pshat that I saw from the Birchas, from the Taras Chaim, the Taras Chaim says that actually we know, the Yerushalmi says, that women don't do melach, that the minig is that women don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. And he says that the reason they don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh is because they didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel. They really refused to contribute to the Chet HaEgel. So to show that, they don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So women are already commemorating Rosh Chodesh. Women are already commemorating the issue of the new moon by not doing melacha on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they don't have to commemorate it in another way by saying Birchas Halvan. And another pshat that I saw some farshim want to suggest is because, by definition, and we'll speak, still speak about it in Mitzvah Hashem, Birchas Halvana is done outside, and we know Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, women should act with tznius. So to show that the tznius of women, we specifically don't have them participate in the Birchas Halvana, which is done outside. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to discuss the halacha of a suma, of a blind person, for Birchas Halvana. And he says that a blind person should say Birchas Halvana, because even though he can't participate, but the fact that other people who could show him the way and help him have hanah from the Levana is enough of a reason that he should say Birchas Halvana. Chatan, the Mishnah Berurah says, once he becomes of age, should say Birchas Halvana. I saw the Poskim suggest it could be as young as 5 and 6 years old. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses an interesting question. He says, and I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky discusses this as well. Let's say there's going to be a boy who's going to be bar mitzvah this month. Should he wait till after he's bar mitzvah to say Birchas Halvana when he's already bar mitzvah? Or could he say Birchas Halvana before the date of his bar mitzvah? And they both suggest that the halacha is that they could say Birchas Halvana even before the bar mitzvah. And the reason they say that is because since the whole mitzvah of Birchas Halvana is only the Rabbanon, since the entire mitzvah is only the Rabbanon, they could say it even when they're ketanim, even though they're going to come by mitzvah that month. The halacha, as we learn from the Ramah, is that one should say Bechsvana only at night, even if it's Bein HaShmoshes and the moon is visible. Birchas Alvana, the time for Birchas Alvana is at night. What about saying Birchas Alvana after Alois HaShachar? So the Shalos HaTshuva, Sesayrus Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simekuf Tzadik Tes says you can say it if it's before the Nets. The Shalos HaTshuva, Yaskel Avdi, says that you should not say it after Alois. From Nissan Karelev's opinion is that one, they could say it after Alois, before the Nets. The Mishnah Berurah said, the Shulchan Aruch also said that you have to have Hano from the moon. And therefore, and this is an important halacha, what happens if you go out and you can't see the moon? When can you or can't you make the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you could see the outline of the moon and you could have some hana from the light that emanates from the moon, you could still make the bracha. If you began making the bracha while the moon was visible, and then it became invisible, you could continue saying the bracha. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if you saw, as you started, were about to start saying the bracha, that the moon is going to get covered, then you shouldn't start making the bracha when you know that the moon is not going to be visible for the duration of the recital of the bracha. What about saying the Birchas Lavana? Can it be said inside, or where you don't see the moon only through a window, or not? So the Bi'ur Halacha has a discussion about this, and it seems that if it's a transparent glass, and you could see the moon through the transparent glass, then you could say Birchas Halvana. Similarly, if you're wearing glasses, it doesn't make a difference. Of course, you could say Birchas Halvana. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that if you only could see the moon through a telescope, then maybe you should not say Birchas Halvana, because the Halvana is supposed to be seen in the normal way you see things. Since the normal way of seeing things is not seeing the moon is not through a telescope, it doesn't make sense to say Birchas Halvana that way.